As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, let's get Ashley on here. She's confused, man. Whenever you get ghosted, of course, there's some confusion. I always say at the end of the day, doesn't matter. He's telling you everything you need to know. He's not interested. So why do you even want to know why he ghosted you? But in this case, it's a little bit different because they were high school sweethearts that kind of rekindle thing. And then he goes away. Hey, Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tell us what got us here.
Well, I started seeing my high school sweetheart again after 10 years. We ran into each other at a friend's wedding, and it just felt so kismet. I thought, oh, my God, we're seeing each other again. This has to be what I've always wanted it to be, you know? And so we were seeing each other for about 5 months. We were together, and then, you know, he stayed over one night, and I never heard back from him again. And I just want to know why he ghosted me. I want to know why he's not responding to any of my texts or my calls. And, you know, if he's still trying to be the scumbag he was in high school.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. It sure sounds obvious to me as a dude, Mo.
Well, for 5 months, that's the weird part is y'all were together for 5 months, right?
Right.
And so for him,
he was saying that things had changed and he was different.
That's the part that's weird to me. Because if it was less than 5 months, then I think it would be a open shut case. We would know what time it is with this. But for 5 months for him to have been around and then just up and suddenly decide this isn't what I want anymore in that way, I don't know what caused him to leave. Something is not right.
Yeah, and Ashley, I mean, Tommy reached out to him. We have some answers for you here in a couple of minutes, so we don't have to guess too much. But you have any ideas?
Ashley, you said that you hooked up the night of the wedding, and then for 5 months, you guys were together after that. So what was your understanding of the relationship? Were you guys trying to make it work from a more serious standpoint, or did you just assume that, oh, because we're hanging out, we're hooking up, we're going to date again?
No, not at all. He was saying that he messed up, that he's missed me, and that he thought about me during the course of the 10 years. And I thought, oh, wow, okay, it feels different. And, you know, we were talking about the future. And so, I mean, I knew we were hooking up, and I knew that there was still a chance that things could go a different direction because it was still fairly new. But, I mean, it was going fine. So I'm really lost.
And I'm sure you have gone over that last day and night over and over in your head. And the night that he left in the middle of the night and you never heard from him again, there's nothing that stands out to you?
No, but I mean, I'm thinking, like, was it another woman? Like, what's going on? You know, I just want to know.
Yeah, the getting up and leaving in the middle of the night is a really harsh thing for 5 months.
Yeah, it is.
That usually happens on a one-night stand when you hook up and you wake up before she does and you're like, oh, that's not what I remember her to look like a couple hours ago. Gotta go.
I mean, at least Berger left a post-it note for Carrie.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know
I'm
which
sorry,
is worse.
I'm sorry, I can't, please forgive me.
Right.
Because he left in the middle of the night, but he left a post-it on her laptop.
it feels like in a case like that, he either disgusted him so much that he had to immediately get out of there,
mm-hmm.
or he had an obligation somewhere else that maybe he had to tend to quickly.
When you guys broke up the first time, what was the reason? I mean, I know it was in high school, but like, was he also very shady, kind of like this back then?
I mean, you know, the ladies liked him, but he was really indecisive, and we were just talking about going to different colleges, and so. You know, it was probably bound to happen at that point. But, yeah, there was a little shadiness. I mean, we're young. We're 17, 18 mm-hmm. years old. But now, you know, we're a little more mature, and I just thought things are different, right?
All right. So I reached out to him yesterday. We're going to call him Jonathan. And the reason that he left in the middle of the night has something to do with him being embarrassed about something. I want Bert, Krista, Mo, Abby, I want you to guess what you think he's embarrassed about, why he left, and ultimately this is why he ghosted her, because he's so embarrassed about it.
Were you guys drinking?
Yeah, we had gone out for a few drinks.
So you're thinking of Whiskey D?
Mm-hmm. Was he able to perform that night?
No.
It is.
Winner, chicken dinner.
All right.
We'll see.
That's certainly.
She got no dinner.
What other guesses?
Had no chicken.
She was very hungry that night and very unsatiated and unsatisfied.
That man got out of there as quick as he could.
All right. So we're all assuming that he was so incredibly embarrassed after 5 months that he took off in the middle of the night. Let's see if that's true or not, because like Tommy said, he reached out to this guy. This is a Bert Show closure call. We'll give you your closure here in just a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Getting ghosted sucks. We have a platform on this show. There is absolutely no need for it at all. Leaving the other person hanging, it's just real. It's kind of a cruel thing to do. All you got to do is send a text these days just saying, hey, not feeling it. That's it. So at least I know that this isn't going anywhere, right? So in this case, though, we had Ashley on, and she's going out with this dude for like 5 months. Things seem to be going fine. He spends the night at her house, and then right after that, completely ghosts her. He woke up in the middle of the night, just took off, and ghosted her with no reason at all. We were just questioning her a couple of minutes ago, and we found out that they went out drinking, they went back to her place, dude couldn't perform the way that he wanted to. We're thinking maybe he got embarrassed, took off, and is too embarrassed to text her and say anything about it. That's our assumption. We don't know that as fact. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey, all right. I'm going to turn this one now over to our show director, Tommy, who's the one that reached out to your... I guess we can call him an ex. We don't know just yet to find out exactly what happened that night, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you could call him an ex. And okay. And to answer your guess, it was not Whiskey D.
Vodka?
Not at all.
Bourbon?
Rum. But it did involve him being embarrassed. So I reached out to Ashley's ex via text. We'll call him Jonathan. I explained who we are, what we're doing, and if he'd be willing to give Ashley some clarity on what happened to cause him to ghost her. And his initial response was, I don't really understand What does she want to know? And why are you the one asking me?
Valid questions. Very valid questions.
That's fair.
Well, we can answer the first one because you aren't returning her text. So somebody has to.
Yeah, I said, well, she's been trying to reach out to you. She's kind of confused about what happened between you two. She says that you just left in the middle of the night and ghosted her. She's tried texting you, but has no idea why you took off. And he said, I guess I just wanted to go back to my own place. I felt like you was just trying to blow me off there. And I said, well, she thought it was odd that you just left in the middle of the night. Then you wouldn't respond to her after that, so she just stopped trying. But it's been really bugging her, and she wants to know what happened. Since you won't respond to her, she contacted us because we do these kind of things as a segment on our show. And he said, look, man, I don't really want to get into it. And I said, I didn't give up. I said, I get it, but she's really hurt, and I think she deserves some closure, you know? And he said, just reassure her that it really wasn't her, it was me.
Oh, come on, bro.
And I wasn't giving up on that either. I said, I could tell her that, but that's pretty cliche. I said, I'm not sure she'd believe that, and it still doesn't answer her question. If it was you and not her, then what was it about you? And I wrote you in capital letters. So he knew I meant business. And then he responded, I don't really know what that I want to air my dirty laundry on a radio show. It's kind of embarrassing. And I said, look, if it makes you feel better, we use fake names. Nobody knows who either of you really are. In fact, I'm the only person even associated with our show that even knows your real names. So then it took some hemming and hawing, some back and forth for me to convince him. So I'm going to jump to the part where he's finally willing to admit what happened.
I can't believe he hasn't blocked you at this point.
All right. Huh?
And he said, seriously, it's really embarrassing. Yes, I know I handled it the wrong way. However, even in retrospect, I'm not sure what I should have done. I don't know what anyone else would have done. And I said, well, now I'm really intrigued. I promise, no judgment. And he said, well, first you need to know that I'm normally a really deep sleeper. And I said, okay. And he said, I often do things in my sleep and not even realize it. Sometimes I don't ever know unless someone tells me, or in some rare cases, I wake up while I'm doing them.
I went through a cycle where I did that also.
Really?
Where you are living out in your dreams in real life what's happening. I fell asleep on Washington subway, D.C. subway, and I was playing baseball in my dream, and I had chewing tobacco in. I'm spitting in my dream. And I wake up on the subway covered in my own spit. No. Swear to you.
What?
Yeah. Wow. So he tells me that, and I say, like, talking in your sleep? And he said, that, yes, but other things. And I said, like, what? Did something happen the night you left in the middle of the night? Ashley didn't tell us about anything. She specifically said she has no idea. And he said, I really can't believe she doesn't know. And I said, she said she just woke up and you were gone. So how would she know? What did you do? And he said, well, I have an issue with sleepwalking sometimes.
Oh, no.
And I said, okay. I was like, that's not bad. And he said, nope, not that bad until you're dead asleep and dreaming that you're in the bathroom. And I said, okay.
What?
And he said, only you aren't in the bathroom. You're standing in front of the linen closet with the door open.
Hey, damn.
And I said, okay. And then he said it. He said, I woke up mid-pee, freaked out, and just bolted. I was so humiliated, man. I didn't know how to face her after that. And I said, wait. You woke up while peeing in the linen closet?
I had a roommate that used to do this, man.
And he said, yep. Oh, and I said, like, you literally peed on our towels and stuff. And he said, repeating it doesn't make it less embarrassing.
I bet it does. That's fair.
I said, dude, I'm sorry. He said, so I panicked, didn't know what to do, so I just left and was too embarrassed to talk to her again. I don't know how she didn't know. And I said, I don't know how she didn't, but I'm not sure I would have done anything differently if I'd been in your shoes. And he said, hi, well, not sure that makes me feel better, but thanks. And I said, so if I tell her and she can overlook that and still wants to hang out, would you be open to that? And he said, I highly doubt she would want to, but maybe. Either way, I said, either way, I definitely think this gives her some closure. And he said, good, I guess.
First of all, Ashley, did you even know any of this happened?
I am mortified. I thought it was my pug.
Oh. That makes sense.
Okay. Oh. That explains it.
Okay. So you're reprimanding the dog, and it was the dude that took off.
Wow.
Okay. So now knowing that, I mean, this is 5 months in. If it was like the first night or second night, I could understand it. But I'm not bailing after 5 months on something. It's really embarrassing. But I would also hope the girl that I'm seeing could laugh about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you got to remember, she told us by accident that he had whiskey D, too. So if you did both of
right.
those, you
know. Oh, that's right.
That might be enough for me to get
about it. Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
That was both.
This poor dude. It's not about whether or not she wants to take him back. He's already, like, changed his name and moved to another country.
The Burt Show.